CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NGH in Nottingham, web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 9th of February 2025. Here are the main news headlines. A new RSGB webpage focuses on emerging technology. An upcoming talk at Bletchley Park Museum aims to widen awareness of the radio spectrum and radio transmission. Remember to share your British Science Week ideas. The RSGB has launched a new webpage on how emerging technology can be used in amateur radio. Technologies such as artificial intelligence and 3D printing offer the opportunity to broaden the definition of amateur radio. They can also increase appeal and attract more diverse audiences. For existing radio amateurs, they offer the opportunity for progression through learning new skills. You'll also find links to two RSGB convention presentations, including the newly released talk on 3D printing by Tom Wardill to E0JJI. Go to rsgb.org/emerging-technology to learn more. The Society will be adding more technologies to the webpage in the coming months and would love to hear from you if you're involved in amateur radio in any of these areas. Share your stories via comms at rsgb.org.uk. On Saturday the 29th of March, the RSGB National Radio Centre Coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, together with Andy Webster, G7UHN, from the Radio Communications Foundation, will be delivering a talk in the Fellowship Auditorium at the Bletchley Park Museum. The presentation will introduce people to the radio spectrum and how to get to grips with the fundamentals of radio transmission. The session is being delivered as part of RSGB's ongoing strategy to promote amateur radio to wider audiences. The Society is pleased to announce that RSGB members who'd like to attend the talk are able to benefit from a 10% discount, reducing the price to £14.40. To find out more about the talk, go to What's On section on the Bletchley Park website via bletchleypark.org.uk. If you'd like to visit the Bletchley Park Museum after the talk, don't forget RSGB members can get free entry by downloading a voucher from the RSGB website. British Science Week is less than a month away, and the RSGB would love you to use your interest, expertise and enthusiasm for amateur radio to get people involved. The annual event is taking place between the 7th and 16th of March and is a celebration of science, technology, engineering and maths. Perhaps you love going portable and could take a local rambler group on an activation with you, or maybe you're a member of the Men in Sheds and could deliver a soldering demonstration for them. The Society wants to make amateur radio accessible and inclusive for everyone. All ideas are welcome, big and small. Whatever you're planning, send your ideas to the RSG British Science Week coordinator, Ian Neal, M0KEO, via bsw@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB will continue to share resources and ideas on how to get involved via rsgb.org/bsw. A competition has been launched for RSGB Region 6 and 7 in Wales that will take place throughout March. The aim is to encourage both individual RSGB members as well as affiliated clubs in Wales to build their own resonant 21 megs antenna and make as many QSOs as possible on the 21 MHz band during the month. There are four categories to enter, with certificates issued to the top three stations in each of the categories. A club trophy is also available. To view the full competition rules and access the submission form, go to tinyurl.com/WalesComp. That's WALESCOMP. Don't forget that Girl Guiding Groups will be taking part in World Thinking Day on the Air activities over the weekends of the 15th and 22nd of November. I'm sorry, of February. 15th and 22nd of February. The aim of the event is to encourage Girl Guiding members to make friendships with those in other units using amateur radio as the means of communication. A list of stations who've provided the RSGB with details of their call sign can be found by going to rsgb.org/thinkingday. If you'd like to be added to the list, please email comms@rsgb.org.uk. Details now of radio rallies and events. Today the 9th, the Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society Radioactive Fair takes place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich in Cheshire. CW55DG, doors open from 10 to 3 and admission costs £5. Hot food, refreshments, free car parking are all available. More information, contact Patrick, 2E0VGF via info@radioactivefair.co.uk. The Red Rose Winter Rally is due to take place on Sunday the 23rd of Feb from 10 a.m. at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee in Lancashire, WN72PJ. Please note that the maximum number of 5-foot tables per trader has had to be reduced from 6 to 5. On a brighter note, the price is the same as it's been for several years at £10 per table. More information, wmrc.co.uk. The Lagan Valley Amateur Radio Society Annual Rally takes place on Saturday the 1st of March at Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballynahinch Road, BT266AR. Doors open at 10:30. For more details, visit Lima Victor Alpha Romeo Sierra dot uniform kilo is my thing, which translates into lvars.uk. Now for special event news, a series of special event stations is active until the 31st of March, celebrating the city of Chemnitz in one of the European capitals of culture for 2025. All QSOs will be uploaded to EQSL, Logbook of the World, Club Log and DARC Community Logbook. Paper QSL cards will not be issued. More information, including details of a certificate for working the stations, visit 2025 figures 2025C.de. Special call sign A9100IARU is in use by the Bahrain Amateur Radio Society, marking the 100th anniversary of the International Amateur Radio Union. The call sign will be active for the 5 days during each month of the 2025 year. The station was spotted recently using FT4 on the 10-metre band, QSL via EC6DX. British Railways Amateur Radio Society is continuing to run special event station GB0LMR and GB2SDR during 2025, celebrating 200 years of train travel. Operation is mainly focused on 40 metres, but there may be additional activity on the 10-metre band using SSB. QSL via the Bureau. To read more about the special event station, visit qrz.com. A team of operators from DARC is active until the 27th of April, using the call sign DA0IARU. The station is operating to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the IARU. The special event team has been in existence for about 5 years and is led by Rick, DL2VFR. DX News, Thierry, TK1CX, is active from Cameroon until the end of February. He's QRV as TJ stroke call sign on the 2017, 15, 12 and 10-metre bands. He operates mostly FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via EA5ZD. Sharmo, SP3PS, is operating as C5SP from the Gambia until around the middle of March. He operates SSB and FT8 on the HF bands, QSL via SP3PS. Contest news, CQ Worldwide WPX RITI contest started at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 8th, runs until 23:59 UTC today the 9th of Feb. RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands, where contests are allowed, exchange a signal report and serial number. PACC contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 8th, runs until 1200 UTC today the 9th of February, using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, where contests are allowed, the exchange a signal report and serial number. PA stations also send their province. On Tuesday the 11th, the RSGB 432 Megs FM Activity Contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC. FM on the 77s band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the RSGB 432 Megs UK Activity Contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC. All modes on the 77s band, exchange signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 12th, RSGB 432 Megs FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC. FT8 on the 77s band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also Wednesday the 12th, RSGB 432 FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC. FT8 on 77s bands, exchanges, report and 4-character locators. They're both similar. If you enter one, you can enter the other. On Wednesday the 12th, the RSGB 80 meter club championship data leg runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. PSK 63 and Ritty on the 80 meter band, exchanges, signal report and serial number. Thursday the 13th, RSGB 50 megs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC. All modes on the 6 meter band, exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL International DX contest starts 0000 UTC. Saturday the 15th runs until 23:59 UTC. Sunday the 16th of Feb. CW on the 160 to 10 meter band, where contests are allowed. The exchanges, signal report and transmit power. USA stations also send their state, and Canadian stations send their province. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last week went pretty much as predicted. The solar wind from a large coronal hole impacted the Earth on Saturday the 1st of February, pushing the KP index to 4. The hole was so large that the geomagnetic disturbance lasted until the early evening on Sunday. Once the solar wind speed had dropped, things got back to normal. KP index has been in the range of 1 to 2 ever since. The event appeared to have little effect on HF propagation, with maximum usable frequencies over 3,000 kilometres remaining above 28 megs during the daylight hours, so it looks as though we dodged a bullet. At the time of writing, we have had 21 M-class flares in 3 days. A solar flare measuring M8.8 was detected around the active region 3981, peaking at 0358 UTC on the 3rd of February. This was the strongest flare yet from this region in terms of peak X-ray flux. However, the flare itself was impulsive and was not the source of a coronal mass ejection. Over the week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index could fall slightly to be in the 180 to 200 range. Make the most of the good propagation, as we may be entering a period of unsettled geomagnetic conditions again from the 10th to the 17th of February. NOAA predicts that the KP index could rise to a maximum of 5 on the 13th, but it's likely to be in the range of 3 to 5 over the 7-day period. Part of this may be down to another coronal hole, which became Earth-facing on the 6th of Feb. There's also a good chance that we could get an X-class eruptive flare from active regions 3981 or 3978, which could result in a coronal mass ejection. So we recommend you keep an eye on solarham.com for daily updates. VHF and up, high pressure during the second half of last week brought some useful tropo conditions. As this week, ending today the 9th, comes to a close, there are some wintry showers along North Sea coasts, which may produce some snow and rain scatter. However, this may be weakened by the nearby high pressure. By the end of the week, ending today the 9th, there will be a change of weather pattern, as the high, having now migrated to Scandinavia, leaves room for Atlantic weather systems to encroach from the west during the coming week. This could bring rain scatter possibilities to the western side of the country. These should be more useful than the eastern coast ones at the end of last week, since the rain will probably be heavier and the fronts slow moving. This time of year is something of a desert for sporadic e-propagation, although look out for lesser events as a result of jet streams. You can track these on PropQuest website. Keep a lookout for auroras during the week beginning tomorrow the 10th. The likelihood of M-class flares is about 85%, while the chance of X-class flares is approximately 20%. So keep an eye on the KP index for any potential solar events that could cause auroras. Next week, there are no major meteor showers. The next significant meteor shower, the Lyrids, will become active in April. Keep checking the pre-dawn period for random meteors. Moon declination reached a maximum yesterday, Saturday the 8th. Path losses are still low, but will increase throughout the coming week. This means that this weekend, ending today the 9th, should produce good activity for EME, especially on the gigahertz band with long moon windows and high peak moon elevation. 144 meg sky noise is moderate this weekend, ending today the 9th, but falls to low for the rest of the coming week. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also.